We're talking sports every afternoon. This is the Buffalo City Blitz with Ryan King and Patrick McColl on KSJB Radio. Want to join the conversation? Open lines at 701-251-5752.
Patrick McColl, Ryan King live in the studios in Jamestown, North Dakota. We're kicking off the Buffalo City Blitz with a special guest who is joining us from the Twin Cities, who covers a lot of Minnesota sports, Tyler Mason from the AP. Tyler, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Doing great.
It's a little cold over here. We were getting our first big batch of snow. So, yeah, we're getting hit good over here in North Dakota. How about over there?
We've got some flurries down in the Twin Cities today. Nothing quite sticking yet. But, I'm excited to be talking to Jamestown. My grandparents grew up, or my dad grew up there. I think I mentioned that to Patrick. So, good to connect with that. I used to sneak over to the football stadium across the street from my grandparents' house and play there as a kid. So, happy to be chatting with you guys, and hope all's well up there.
Awesome. And, you know, we were speaking a lot of the Wild, obviously, as I was able to meet you at one of those games. I mean, this team's gotten off to a hot start. What do you, you know, you're kind of cover that team, certainly. So what do you think has been going on for this team to be rolling?
Yeah, I mean, I think, to me, this is a little bit of a surprise start. They didn't really make a whole lot of moves in the offseason. So I kind of went into the year thinking they were going to be middle of the road. And I mean, they're one of the best records in the NHL right now. I think, you know, two things I look at is Kirill Kaprizov and the level that he's playing at so far. He's just been, you know, playing lights out. I think he's got points in all but three games this year. He had two goals again last night in the win against the Blues. So he's kind of turned into that player that I think a lot of fans, when they signed him and when he finally came to the Wild, that they were hoping he could be this elite level of player, and he's finally showing that. So, you know, on the offensive side, he's obviously been, you know, a big part of that. And then you look at the goaltending situation. I mean, Philip Gustafson has been equally impressive. I think he's second, first in goals against average in the NHL. So when you've got a consistent goalie in there, and then you've got a star that's producing every night, you know, the rest of the team kind of fills in on a game-by-game basis. But those two, I think, are two of the biggest keys that have led to this hot start for the Wild.
Yeah, and Tyler, you know, like you said, the Wild, 12-3-3 right now. They're looking absolutely fantastic. What is the vibe kind of in the locker room right now? I mean, are they all kind of like realizing, hey, we got a good team going on here. We can put this together and become a contender?
Yeah, I mean, I think they, you know, a lot of them still realize it's early still in the season, and, you know, they have their ups and downs throughout the year, and a lot of these guys have experienced some of those, you know, kind of momentum swings. So I think, you know, not just trying to put too much stock into, you know, the start that they've had, and just kind of taking that, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time mentality, which I know is one of the biggest sports cliches you hear out there, but really that seems to be kind of the case. And, you know, they've had a few injuries here and there, and they've had some guys stepping up, you know, in place. So, really, yeah, it's kind of a team mentality, and, you know, well, Kaprizov's a star, you know, I think there's really that team mindset that's going on.
Yeah, and also Tyler, of course, joined by Tyler Mason over there with the AP in Minnesota. And Tyler, I'm wondering, you know, this team has so many wins on the road, and that's been their schedule. Is there any reason you think that is, like, the way they've been able to compete on the road?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything necessarily to why they're playing so well on the road. I mean, they're playing pretty well at home, too, so I think it's just maybe kind of one of those things. Sometimes when you get on the road, there's less distractions. You know, you just kind of focus on the game. So that could certainly be a reason. But, you know, other than that, I mean, I don't know that there's any rhyme or reason to why they're playing so well on the road, just other than they're a good team and they're playing well pretty much everywhere. But, yeah, it has been pretty impressive how good they are on the road. Best road record. I think they're 8-1-2 on the road this year, which – you know, that's certainly what you'd like to see on the road. And if they can take care of business at the X when they get some, you know, finally some games back here, it seems like they're never playing in St. Paul. But, you know, when they are at home, they've got to keep that momentum going.
Yeah, and, you know, flipping to the other kind of winter sport we've been talking about, Tyler, with you, I think I've seen a few articles for you out there for this Timberwolves team, too. And so how much have you followed that team, and do you think they're really going to be able to contend out there in the West?
Yeah, I mean, I covered the first game that I covered was just the other day, the buzzer beater by Julius Randle against the Suns. So that was a great game. You know, the Wolves were down big in the first half. Really, the big thing that I've kind of been watching is just how this new-look team has kind of come together and maybe gotten used to each other a little bit. You know, the big question when they made the trade for Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo, how they were going to kind of fit with the rest of the pieces that they had. And obviously losing Karl-Anthony Towns was a big loss for this team. You know, I think the biggest challenge has still kind of been replacing the scoring that Cat brought to this team. You know, you look at what Ant has done on offense. He's obviously their star, but then kind of the scoring drops off after that. I think they really need Julius Randle to be that number two guy to Ant's, you know, the Robin to his Batman, so to speak. And he did that in that game against the Suns. He had 35 points and the buzzer beater three-pointer as well. So if he can continue to kind of find his footing a little bit, I think he's getting more comfortable. You know, the players around him are getting comfortable playing with him because he came over, you know, not too far before the season started. So, you know, it's taken that time to just kind of get that camaraderie and that chemistry. And I think they're finally starting to figure some things out. But, yeah, it's a tough Western Conference this year, and as it has been for a long time. And, you know, I think they're kind of middle of the pack right now. And, you know, they had a couple losses that you just look at. They lose the two games out in Portland. It's a team that they should beat, and they lose to them on back-to-back games. And if they win those two games, I think they're in third in the West, and instead they're, I want to say, sixth or seventh. So, you know, still very early in that season, but some really good pieces there, and I think they'll be just fine.
And, you know, Tyler, you know, speaking of that, you had mentioned Anthony Edwards kind of doing his thing right now. Julius Randle doing pretty great, too, after coming over from New York. Is there someone else who you feel might emerge as a productive help to run alongside Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle on this team?
Yeah, well, I mentioned DiVincenzo coming off the bench for them. I think he was a big part of that trade that that sent Karl Anthony Towns to the Knicks. His 3-point shooting is something that I think they really coveted, and you know, he's had some moments here where he's kind of scored in bunches. And that game against the Suns the other night, I think he scored 12 points in one of the quarters there. He had 4 threes, and that really kind of kept them in that game. So I think he could be a really nice kind of complement to Randle and to Ant. You know, another guy, Jaden McDaniels, has kind of struggled on offense, and he's a guy that I think if they can get him going a little bit more and figure out some ways to get him involved in the offense, that would certainly be big as well.
Yeah, and Tyler, one more on the point of the Wolves. I mean, this team obviously just sitting at 8-6 right now, and like, you know, you've said, and I'd agree with the hard to really take too much from it yet until we get deeper into the season. But do you think this main opponent out west is going to be a team like Golden State or maybe the younger Oklahoma City when it comes down to it? Or is Denver still in that mix? I mean, who's in the way of the Wolves getting out of the West, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's a loaded West. I mean, even look at the Lakers and what they're doing right now. I think they're 9-4. They're in third place. So you look up and down, it's tough. I think the Thunder have kind of had the Wolves' number in recent years. You know, they're without they're one of their stars, Chet Holmgren, for a while, but they've still got a lot of pieces. And you know, I think they might be the team to beat. I'm not completely sold on Golden State being, you know, one of the top teams in the West, just based on, you know, they're not as young as they used to be. They're getting up there in years with, you know, Steph Curry and some of the other guys on that team. So, but they're always going to be in the mix too. And then, you know, Denver is always a threat to the Wolves too. So, really take your pick, pick your poison on any of those teams that could give them some trouble. But you know, they haven't had too many games against some of those teams yet. So I'll be interested to see how they match up when they have some of those division games later in the year.
So, Tyler, when Patrick had mentioned that we were going to be talking to you, he mentioned all the teams that you had covered. And one that I have to ask you about, and it has been something me and Patrick have been talking about the last couple of months here on the Blitz, and that is the Minnesota Twins. And I have to ask your opinion on this. What happened at the end of the season last year? What was it? Did they just run out of gas, or did the team just completely fold? What, in your opinion, was the reason why the Twins completely just fell off this last season?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I think the team is still, maybe even at this point, still trying to figure that out. You know, obviously injuries played a part of that. I mean, their star players were just not healthy, and you know, Byron Buxton, we've known his injury history.
Very.
Carlos Correa dealt with some injuries down the stretch. Yeah, so These are guys that they needed to count on and just weren't necessarily available down the stretch. You know, I think they had some games where the bullpen was pretty shaky as well. So, you know, they didn't really address that at the trade deadline. And I think a lot of fans were a little bit upset that they didn't do really much at all at the deadline. And I think shoring up that bullpen would have really helped, you know, save some games for them. So kind of a combination of different things. And I just think, too, to your point, maybe just running out of steam. I mean, it is a long season, and you sometimes just see that where teams fade, and it's kind of one loss turns into another, and then a bad game turns into a bad week, and it just they kind of were almost in a tailspin that they couldn't quite pull themselves out of, and it just, yeah, they never could get back from that. And you know, there's some good teams ahead of them, and we saw how good the AL Central was this year, and it was tough, and yeah, they couldn't quite figure it out. So you know, big offseason here, and some big you know, adjustments in the front office that they're gonna have to figure some things out here this offseason.
Yeah, and Tyler, last one from me, but have you heard any kind of buzz, you know, either from yourself or from any of the other riders you're with about what the kind of off-season plan for the Twins is?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been around the team much since the end of the year, but like I mentioned, the front office situation, I mean, you look at all the just the shifting and changing there, that's been the biggest news is not anything related to the players, but you look at the Polad family has announced that they are open to selling the team, which, you know, they've owned it for 30 years now. Dave St. Peter is stepping down as the president and CEO, so there's some movement at the really the top of the organization. So I'm kind of waiting to see how all of that you know, trickles down and what the kind of the ramifications of that are, because I think it could be kind of a new look operation a little bit with a new general manager, Jeremy Zoll, who's 34 years old. So, you know, some young faces that are kind of be making some calls here. And I don't know if any of us really know how he might handle this new role and how some of the other movements in the front office are going to impact it. You know, I saw one interview that he did. It says that the payroll probably won't change much going into the off season, which I know fans never like to hear that, but you know, they've definitely got some work to do, and yeah, we'll see how they kind of make their first moves here as this new the new look front office.
Well, Tyler, that was all we had for you, and we thank you so much for being able to join us here and talk a lot of those pro sports that we talk here on KSJB all the time, especially over in Minnesota, and get that firsthand perspective from yourself. So appreciate you for coming on. Definitely great to hear you have the Jamestown connection with your, you know, your father being from here. So yeah. we'll stay hunkered down here, and hopefully things go well for you in Minnesota.
Sounds good. Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. This was fun. Right.
Thank you so much, Tyler. You have a great rest of your day. Stay warm.
All right, I'll try here as well.
Thank you. That was Tyler Mason with the AP with the Wolves, Twins, and Wild. A great interview right there here on the Buffalo City Blitz.